The silent majority needs a voice. The good news is Gruber is ready to go. Here's Steve.
Get up at 7. I wish I could sleep that late. Good Lord. Get up at 4:30. How about you? Sometimes sooner. Depends on how much work we have to do. So much to cover today, and I want to get to a whole host of headlines. I want to start this segment with this. The Trump administration is banning bump stocks. Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker putting a pen to paper on that and signing a ban on bump stocks. Bump stocks are these devices that allow a semi-automatic rifle to fire more like an automatic rifle, more like a machine gun. They were used in Las Vegas at that massacre in October of 17 when 58 people were killed. Now, most people, I've never had one, I've never seen one. I'm a gun guy, but I don't know much about the bump stocks, never used one, don't care about them. Doesn't particularly affect me, but I don't like it when they start paring back on things. That's the only thing I can't have one. But from those that I've talked to that have used bump stocks or been around bump stocks, they don't help with accuracy at all. It's kind of like the gun is kind of shaking back and forth. Accuracy is minimized. It makes a lot of noise. It's, you know, fills you with testosterone or something. But the Trump administration banning bump stocks. And then people that have bump stocks, if you have a bump stock, you now have until late March to turn them in or destroy the devices. After that, they will be illegal to possess under federal law. The same laws that don't allow you to possess machine guns, you will now be in violation of the law. Yeah, they became a focal point after that shooting in Las Vegas. The devices are estimated to be about 280,000. Now, let me get this right. The ATF estimated that between 280,000 and 520,000 have been sold since 2010. So by the stroke of a pen, there's 500,000 would-be criminals out there, because if you don't turn in your bump stock or you forgot you had it or it's in the back of your safe, guess what? Now you could be in violation of federal law. I make you aware of it because it's extremely important. And I say that because violating the law and then you go to prison, and how long do you stay there? Well, there's prison reform now that has passed. Big victory last night, if you missed it, for the president and for Mitch McConnell in the United States Senate. Senate passing a huge criminal reform bill, seizing on bipartisan support for the broadest set of changes of federal crime statutes in a generation. A rare coalition of conservatives, liberals, activists, prosecutors, defense attorneys, they all came together. And the bill passed 87 to 12. Crazy, right? 87 to 12. The House expected to take up the Senate version at a later date, but we're not quite sure when. The House passed a similar version of this bill in May by a wide margin, 360 to 59. Now, you would think that would rush it right to the president's desk. But, of course, that would give the president too big of a victory, and they can't have that. But we'll see what happens. The president backed the legislation in November. He made that announcement. Supporters of the bill claim the changes passed in the Senate would make America's criminal justice system much more fair. It would bring down overcrowding in prisons and, more importantly, save taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. And most of those that would benefit would be nonviolent offenders and those jammed up on drug charges. The bill would not affect state prisons. Let's be clear about this. It only affects federal prisons, but it could be a good model for states to follow. And federal prisoners make up about 10% of the nation's incarcerated population. The president tweeted this: "This will keep our communities safer and provide hope and a second chance to those who earn it. In addition to everything else, billions of dollars will be saved. I look forward to signing this into law." The Senate bill overcame late obstacles from Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas and John Kennedy of Louisiana. Cotton railed against the First Step Act, as it's called, the First Step Act, as a jailbreak. Let's see if we can keep our bipartisan coalition together to pass a bill that the president says he is ready to sign, said Chuck Grassley. And we'll see. Paul Ryan, on his way out the door, said criminal justice reform is about giving more Americans a chance at redemption. And the House looked forward to sending it to the president to become law. But will that happen before the new Congress? I don't know. Because that would throw it back into the wolves, back into the den of thieves. Big win, though. I mean, there's no question. It's a big win for the president late in the game. And trust me, he needed a win. With everything going on, he needed a win. You look at everything that's going on around him, everything that's happening, you wonder. And that anger and angst from reporters that's aimed at the president through pretty much everything he does, aimed at Sarah Sanders yesterday. Andrew Feinberg screaming at Sarah Sanders at the end of her press briefing yesterday. She's up there for about 15 minutes. "Do your job, Sarah," he yelled at her. "Do your job, Sarah." And he took to Twitter afterwards. "Sarah Huckabee Sanders refuses to do the job for which she has paid money, raised from U.S. taxpayers. She delays each briefing so she can use a presidential event as an excuse to end it early. She does not respond to emails. She does not meet with most reporters. Why is she here?" Sounds like sour grapes to me, Andrew. I think you might want to work on that anger management, Andy. I'm just saying, you might want to work on that anger management. At any rate, this part of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems. Hey, here's the deal. Only a couple of days left, but I want you to get involved with this. Don't miss your chance to win a free $4,000 Blue Line system from Wolverine. They're giving it away for Christmas. All you have to do is go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine Contest button, and away you go. The Wolverine Contest button is right there for you. And you could win a free $4,000 water treatment system from Wolverine. After yesterday's program, you'd probably want any water treatment system you could get, but this one's the best. Made in Michigan from Michigan's premier water treatment company, Wolverine. Again, go to stevegruber.com, click on the Wolverine Contest button, and get started. Get a free water test and get entered to win this $4,000 system. We'll be right back.